You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash with you, Mark Dukes to my right, Ben, our producer, with us once again here today. Great show for you coming up. Scott Sable, sports director at Channel 9, will join us. Plenty to talk about realignment, what's going on this summer, look ahead to the fall. We'll do all that with Scott Sable coming up on the program here today. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website at dupaco.com. You can also read up on them by going to our website at kgymradio.com. As we take you through the 3 o'clock hour on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, KGYM mobile app. You have not downloaded it, please do so, and join us as we set sail through the 3 o'clock hour. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well. As we come your way here on a Thursday, a lot of regional. Check your favorite team for your time for softball regionals time, because there have been some shifts as far as start times are concerned with anticipated rain coming in later on. I know Marion and Solon have moved up, so that one down at Solon tonight, which should be a very good matchup in the WAMAC. I think that is now a 5:30 start. Don't quote me on that, but do some checking out there. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Good afternoon, and to you and everyone out there. Great to be back for the gym class again today, and more realignment. What do you call it? Talk, discussion, babble,
realignment,
whatever
bingo
it may be. And remembering a movie and television icon that had some sports implications.
A lot of sports implications.
Yeah.
Good place to start. James Caan, if you have not heard, passed away actually last night. Family disclosed that earlier on today. I believe he was 82. Didn't want to. He looked good for 82.
He did.
Looked really good for 92. But at any rate, James Caan, who known for several roles, if you're looking for a sports angle to it, of course, he was Emmy-nominated for Brian Song in the movie about the relationship between Gale Sayers and Brian Piccolo. He played Brian Piccolo, and Billy Dee Williams, of course, played the great Gale Sayers. And, one of the best sports movies of all time, even though now it is 51 years old. That's a little bit scary in its own right there, but probably known best for his role in the Godfather film, Godfather 1. He did have a cameo in Godfather 2 in a flashback scene, because I don't think it's really, you know, a spoiler or anything like that. He did die in number 1. Sorry if you have not seen the Godfather.
That's on you.
That's on you. That is not on me. Don't blame me on that, but terrific guy. Of course, known as the father of Will Ferrell, his elf character in the film Elf. I think a lot of people of younger age know him for that.
Poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. Thanks to Steve Anderson and his team on Highway 1. Which movie comes to mind first when you hear James Caan's name? We give you five choices: The Godfather, Brian Song, Misery, Elf, or none of these. Go ahead and vote, KGYMRadio.com. And as far as Brian's...
Where's Honeymoon in Vegas?
His list of television and movie credits is very long. But as far as Brian Song, I thought... Billy D. Williams and James Caan were cast perfectly.
Yep.
They did a great job in that movie. Of course, Caan was portrayed Brian Piccolo, who died of cancer. And still that scene of Sayers in the hospital with Piccolo / James Caan in his last few moments, that was...
If that doesn't get you, I don't know what is going to get you.
That was a moment, yeah.
And then the flashbacks of them running on the field and going through warm-ups and things like that.
I didn't know he played football at Michigan State.
I knew he was an athlete at Hofstra, but I'm with you. I did not know he was at Michigan
State. He went to Michigan State for economics and to play football in 56 and 57. Again, I didn't know this. I had to look into it. Played under Duffy Doherty.
Yep.
And I had to check for the local angle, Scott. Where did Michigan State and Iowa play those 2 years? Might have James Caan been in Kinnick Stadium.
How about that?
Well, they didn't play either year.
Oh, he had me all going. 319-366-1600. You have a remembrance of James Caan here today as we lose a terrific actor at the age of 82 last night. Well, it's another – the sun came up today, which means that we have another round of expansion talk to take care of today. And this one concerning the ACC and the SEC, but also with a Big Ten angle in it as well. And the talk today – again, nothing concrete, but the talk today was the fact that four ACC schools buoyed by the fact that ESPN, with their grant of rights being lowered, if you will, or at least dropped, or having a period where it can be dropped, as far as the ACC is concerned, it's all predicated, of course, once again, as far as the movement and conference realignment. Based on networks and television and whatnot. But reports today that four ACC teams, which include Clemson, Virginia, North Carolina, Florida State. Thank you. You can just chime in. The other one slipped my mind for a moment.
I don't like interrupting you, Scott.
That's all right. I don't. You can do that. You can do that. Looking into joining the SEC. Or the FCC or ESPN maybe just shoving them toward the SEC. In any respect, that is the rumor du jour of the day. And if that is the case, the Big Ten angle you're looking for, so if everything is up for grabs and there is a moratorium as far as the television contract with the ACC is concerned, Notre Dame can get out of it. And Notre Dame can look for a suitor. And the Big Ten is going to be right there at the door with the, you know, with all kinds of prizes, door prizes, things like that, contracts, and whatnot.
I'm done with Notre Dame.
You're done with Notre Dame?
Does the Big Ten really need Notre Dame?
It'd be nice.
Yes, it would trump USC and UCLA coming into the league. Wherever Notre Dame goes, it's going to be big news. Heck with them.
Yeah, but the Big Ten wants Notre Dame.
Obviously.
Of course, talk yesterday, the Big Ten's looking west as far as their expansion is concerned with, you know, Oregon and Washington, other schools of the like out there, the Arizona schools, Utah. This is just, you know, the music started again. Everyone is looking for a chair to sit in. Once again, like I said, we don't have any concrete information. These are rumors out there. But once again, where there is smoke, there is fire. You got to think that the SEC is now, after the 1 year after bringing in Oklahoma and Texas, and seeing what the Big Ten has done, a preemptive strike here. And what's the closest conference? The ACC. In their opinion, what are the best four teams? Boom, 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 boom. Not Miami, though, interestingly enough.
Not Duke.
And not Duke. Does Duke and North Carolina go separate directions. I mean, that was my first. I saw that and I go, no Duke? Before I even said no Miami. Can you imagine a college basketball campaign without a Duke North Carolina matchup, let alone two matchups toward the end of the year? It's always the last game on the ACC regular season basketball schedule, no matter what. And not having that is just yet another blow as far as the traditionalists are concerned in college sports.
You know, no matter what league it is, I was thinking, what group of four is most attractive? Would it be Arizona, Arizona State, Washington, and Oregon, that group of four? Or is it this group of four? North Carolina, Florida State, Clemson, and Virginia. No matter what conference you are. And there was some talk of the Big Ten looking into the ACC a little bit. And, I mean, for argument's sake, if you're the Big Ten, and Big Ten is not involved in this particular report today, which group of four? I'm going to go with the ACC teams. That's not going to please USC and UCLA, or maybe it would. Maybe those two schools are just anxious to get away and out of the Pac-12.
I don't think it's so much getting out of the Pac-12. I just think that their checkbook is going to get a really big push.
You think?
I think that is the case. 319-366-1600. That is a text line. Phone line available as well. 319-366-1600. Your thoughts about the latest as far as expansion is concerned. Does the Big Ten, I mean, they're already coast to coast. I mean, does the Big Ten, if the SEC plucks those four schools, they get Florida State, they get Clemson, they get Virginia, they get North Carolina. I mean, if you're looking at North Carolina, that's your Charlotte market, your Raleigh market. Virginia can leak into the Baltimore and the Washington, D.C. market in there. Clemson is just Clemson. I mean, Clemson is have some Charlotte representation out there, but that's just that's a brand name that's going very well right now as far as football is concerned, and football drives everything out there. And then, you know, I'm with you. The four schools in that group outdo the four schools out west. And nothing against those four schools out west. It's just, you know, Clemson right now is a bell cow as far as football.
If you're these four schools in the ACC, what is the conference that is most attractive to you? Do you want to go to the SEC and knock heads with Bama and A&M and LSU and on in Tennessee? Sorry, Rusty. Or do you want to go to the Big Ten where you have Ohio State, Michigan, plenty of other good schools, or the Big 12, which doesn't have Oklahoma and Texas anymore? And by the way, we'll get to the preseason Big 12 football poll,
which just came out. Very interesting.
Kind of humorous. Which league is most attractive to those ACC teams?
319-366-1600. Couple of texts out here. First one.
Yeah, whoever gives them the most money. Yeah,
I know. Yeah, and that's going to be the case. First one dealing with the late, great James Caan. They say Rollerball, a sports movie, and they saw it at a drive-in.
How about that?
Kids are going, what's a drive-in?
They're coming back.
Are they?
I think they are.
I know they went away for a while. I mean, they're less than five in the state of Iowa that are operational right now.
Put a couple, three friends in the trunk and you'll be good
there
to go.
There you go. Who's trunk boy tonight? Twixtown. How many times did you go to Twixtown?
Many.
Many times. Yeah. There used to be a drive-in there, folks.
But we digress.
We digress. And Jeff just says it's too hot in Arizona. So there you go. He likes, obviously, the four in the ACC right there. And Matt in Fairfax says James Caan in the program. That was great. There you go. 319-366-1600 here at 19 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. Scott Sable will join us in about 10, 11, 12 minutes, and we will talk with the sports director at TV9 coming up in just a little bit. We'll talk about the Big 12 preseason football poll as voted on by the folks that cover the Big 12, and we will get to that before 4 o'clock on the program here today. But Yeah, it's, and again, nothing concrete. This is all speculation and hearsay at this present time. But I fully expect the SEC to make some sort of a move, and I think the Big Ten is not done yet. And Notre Dame, I still believe, is going to end up in the Big Ten Conference sometime down the road. Sometime down the road.
I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it. I really do. As I said earlier, to heck with Notre Dame. Let them do what they want.
They're going to do what's best for Notre Dame.
Why are they so special? Why do they get all the privileges in the playoffs? And Army doesn't. Army's independent. I'm stretching the truth a little bit here. But
Army hasn't.
It's one of the things I do decently on this show, but whether Notre Dame joins the Big Ten, I don't think matters to me. The Big Ten is already strengthened with USC and UCLA and many other brands, including Ohio State and Michigan. Many solid programs across a variety of sports. So,
I mentioned this to you earlier today, speaking of our new friends out west in USC and UCLA. You remember back when the big news was Lincoln Riley picking up stake and moving from Norman to LA to be the coach of the USC Trojans. And
quick path to the national championship.
Yes, quick path to the national championship. No one is mentioning the fact that that path to the national championship game got a whole lot tougher for Lincoln Riley. I've been waiting for somebody to write that. Maybe it's just because the folks out west are still writing about what's going to happen to the Pac-12 and USC and UCLA when they go to the Big Ten. I don't know, but it's Lincoln Riley thinking right now at the USC football offices.
Landscape is a bit different, or will be in a couple years, for Lincoln Riley and USC. And another, I don't know if you saw this, but the LA Times story today said UCLA, until this agreement, was on the verge of dropping sports and losing piles of money each year. And it's going to end up saving many sports. Which sports, I don't know. But really fascinating story about UCLA.
It is. It is fascinating. And, you know, that's part of the reasoning why the Bruins and the Trojans both signed up for the Big Ten. I mean, you're going to have more revenue coming in. They're going to cut that check a couple another slices for the folks out west. And, yeah, we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, some people are saying you're slicing the pie and more pieces. But guess what? The rights are going to be that much more. So is it going to be a wash? It's still going to benefit no matter how many teams you have, 16, 20. The money available is going to be tremendous.
It is. Cyclone Tim bringing up a very good point on the text line at 319-366-1600. It just bugs me how proud schools in the Big 12, the ACC, and the Pac-12 are being treated as yesterday's trash. All these are great schools, even if they're not in large markets. And we talked about that with Oregon State and Washington State yesterday. Nobody is looking at Pullman and Corvallis.
Nope.
What's the Big 12 going to do? That is still a big question. I mean, the Arizonas, the Utahs, the Colorados also tied into the Big 12 a little bit. There were reports about those schools looking at the Big 10 as well, but it all started off with those schools looking at the Big 12. Maybe the Big 12 is proactive as far as trying to get new people in after they got the four last year, after Oklahoma and Texas left. Yeah, I don't know. That's a very good question, Tim. And you're right. These are very, very good college towns. They don't have the television sets. They don't have the population. But, you know, there's been pretty darn good football.
Not much different than Iowa and Iowa State.
No.
The television markets aren't huge. The only thing for Iowa and Iowa State going for both those schools is their longtime affiliation with the respective conferences.
It's tradition.
Yeah.
It's tradition. I mean, if there was a complete revamping of the Big Ten, would Iowa be in there? Legitimate question. They don't. It's not Minneapolis, even though the Gophers are about sixth in the pecking order as far as sports teams and sports franchises in the Twin Cities are concerned. It's not Madison.
I mean, not Columbus. It's not Detroit.
No. I mean, I would think Purdue might be a little bit sweaty and nervous too at this time. Indiana's got basketball. I mean, Indiana's always going to have that. Michigan is Michigan. Michigan State is going to be fine. Penn State's going to be fine. But Cyclone Tim brings up a very, very good point, very valid point in that text. 325 here on the Gym Class for this Thursday here in KGYM. We will also let you know what tomorrow's topic will be. And we will let you know that before 4 o'clock. Scott Sable is going to join us coming up in just a little bit. We mentioned the Big 12 and their football preseason media poll is out. We will let you know that. And also, it is the season of lists. And CBS Sports also coming out with their annual rankings of the Big 10 and Big 12 football coaches, which is always very entertaining and interesting. You know, that in a quarter will buy you a cup of coffee back in the old days when you did go to Twixtown and go to a drive-in.
You can get it for a quarter.
You can get it for a quarter.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but it's still interesting to take a look at. No, we will do that. But right now, let's get ready for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. You can find them at emilshideaway.com. Eat local and try their burgers and fries. They are made fresh daily. Or wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar, or bring the whole family for friendly service in their dining area. That's Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast.
A packed scoreboard today, Scott, and Major League Baseball afternoon action. Houston leading Kansas City 3-2, top of the seventh. Pittsburgh leading Cincinnati 4-1, top of the eighth. Just underway, Washington has taken a 1-0 lead over Philadelphia. Also in baseball, the Colorado Rockies have released former Cedar Rapids Prairie Five Sports star Scott Schebler. He was in AAA with Albuquerque. He was released on the 4th of July. Hit .243, 7 homers, 28 runs batted in 57 games. Ashley Jones of Iowa City High has been named the Iowa State Female Athlete of the Year. In tennis, Rafael Nadal has withdrawn from Wimbledon men's singles competition. He was scheduled to play a semifinal, but he has an abdominal strain, and he will not continue. Finally, the Raiders have made news in the NFL, naming Sandra Douglas Morgan its president. Significant because she will be the first black female president of a team in the league.
Great job by the Raiders right there. And before people on the text line get on you, that's Aubrey Jones. Or Ashley. Oh, Ashley for college and? Is that for her college?
Ashley Jones, I believe, Iowa State Female Athlete of the Year.
I got you. I thought you meant State of Iowa.
No.
Female Athlete of the Year. So it is Iowa State University.
Iowa State University.
I stand corrected. See, that's why I don't say anything to you. You know, you can say something to me anytime you want.
I might have misspoke.
I don't know.
Let's wind it back.
I don't know. Jim from Kyoto, thanks for joining us here today. Lincoln Riley and USC will be fine once they get the infusion of Big Ten television money. They might be fine without the Big Ten television money as far as winning games in the Big Ten. I think it's just going to be tougher. And that's not a knock at the Pac-12 or anything like that, but I think that the middle-bottom group of the Big Ten is probably a little bit better than the middle bottom of the Pac-12 right now.
Riley's already done well in recruiting, recruiting and plucking kids from the transfer portal.
So. No doubt. All right, and I do not apologize for spoiling The Godfather for people. It's over 50 years old, man. It's almost as old as we are. And if you haven't seen it yet, you aren't going to see it, probably.
Some 20-something out there might, I better check this out.
It's a good movie. It's a good franchise. Don't watch it with the kids. But it's a good franchise. Is it the best? No. I don't think it's the best, but I think it's very good. 319-366-1600. Coming up on 3:30. We will take a break. Scott Sable, sports director for TV9, is going to join us. And plenty to discuss with Scott. We will do that when we return after a look at the weather forecast and this here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. We are going to have mostly cloudy skies today with temperatures in the low 80s and humidity will remain elevated. We are going to have the chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, as well as tomorrow. Very hit or miss in nature. However, as any storms develop, they will be capable of producing some pretty heavy rainfall as they come on through. Tomorrow evening, drier air will move in. That'll set us up for a dry weekend with sunshine and temperatures in the low to mid 80s. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
So here's the thing. When you use electricity can matter as much as how much you use. Who knew, right? Linn County REC does. They purchase power to get members like you the electricity you need. When demand is the highest, it puts a whopper of an impact on the power grid, so the cost is higher. But if everybody kind of spreads out when they're using electricity, Linn County REC doesn't have to pay as much, and the savings are passed on to you. The busiest times for energy use are known as on-peak hours. Right now, that's from 4 in the afternoon to 9 at night. So, if everybody works together to lessen their use a little, it means lower impact on the grid and lower cost to Linn County REC and you. So, what can you do? Easy stuff. Avoid running multiple appliances at the same time during peak hours, schedule chores like laundry, running the dishwasher for off-peak times, and keep the amount of electricity you're using lower from 4 to 9. Working together can beat the peak. Yet another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
So have you heard? It's the summer of one love at Raising Cane's, and they're kicking things off with National Iced Tea Day, and they're doing it up in style with the one and only Iced Tea himself. Because, you know, who knows iced tea better than iced tea? Stop by Raising Cane's in Coralville today to join the celebration. You'll find them off I-80 and Coleridge Avenue. When you put in your order for those hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and sides, don't forget to add on some of their famous sweetened or unsweetened tea. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here. So check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty in classic chocolate or new strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back with you at 3:33 here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Scott and Mark with you, Ben on the other side of the glass, and most importantly, you are a listener out there at 319-366-1600. Thank you very much for joining us today. That is the text line and the phone line at 319-366-1600. We continue on a Thursday edition of the show, and very happy to have Scott Sable join us, the sports director at TV9, and who takes time from his vacation to join us. Every time I talk to you, Scott, I interrupt your vacation. So thank you very much. Thank you to the family as well for letting you take a few minutes.
It's a staycation, so it's not a big, we're not going anywhere fancy or anything like that. Matter of fact, this morning I went on a long bike ride with John Campbell, Big Old Fish, and Matt Nelson. So we took a tour of Eastern Iowa.
Nice. How's John doing?
John is doing great. Last year I did a story on a young man. He's 96 now here in town. Clarence Bosenberg, who rides all of Ragbri.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, he does 100-mile rides all the time, and John's going to be just like him.
Scott, do you know how Big Old Fish started and why it continues so successfully?
Well, John brought that with him from Green Bay.
Okay.
I believe there was a guy up there before him that had Big Old Fish, and he brought that from Green Bay with him, and it's successful because people love fishing in the Midwest, in Iowa, obviously in Wisconsin too. And they like to see other people catch fish and see what where they caught it, and it's just a fun segment.
It is. But if you send one now, it will be 6 months before you get it on the air.
But it is. It's a 6 month process before you can be on. And sometimes it gets backed up, so then we do more than one a week.
Yep.
So we can get caught back up.
There you go. Hey, did you ever envision the day that you would be talking about Iowa versus USC or versus UCLA in Big Ten play?
I did not, and I was a little bummed when the news first broke. But then after a while, I started to think about it, and those might be some fun matchups. It's something for fans to look forward to. So there's two ways to look at it. When you're old school like me, you just like the standard Big Ten. But now I started to look at the big picture, and I'm kind of excited about it now.
One of the reasons I was excited to have you on, Scott, is you get very little chance to opine, comment, in your very short segment on the air. So this
it's not something we do a lot of.
No, this is your chance. I mean, where do you think this all leads for the Big Ten? Does the Big Ten need Notre Dame? What does it need yet?
Well, the way a lot of people tell you there's going to be two major conferences in the entire country. If that's the case, obviously they need Notre Dame. It never hurts to have Notre Dame,
mm-hmm.
just to have that name and the amount of money that you can bring in. But this is just a money grab, for the conferences at this point, and everybody is, scrambling to get aboard.
Yeah, it is, and I don't think it's going to stop, obviously, where we are right now. I mean, with the talk today, the SEC is looking at Clemson and other ACC schools. Does the Big Ten go out west for more? What's the Big 12 going to do? It's very unsettled, I think, at this point. Going to be very interesting to hear the comments that Gary Barta will have tomorrow. He's going to meet the media at 2 o'clock, and I would imagine be talking a lot about that, plus a lot about what potentially could happen to Iowa State down the line.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot more teams joining the Big Ten. I think Oregon out there right now is a shiny object that the Big Ten would like to have, obviously. So that might be one of the first. And obviously, they're looking down south too, so they're going to look for the best deal for them. But I think it's going to continue to grow.
Scott, we have talked and continue to talk about NIL and news yesterday that the Iowa City NIL Club was formed. Minnesota has one, Michigan State has one, and now Iowa players have formed this particular one. And when Jordan Bohannon and Geo Baker and players like that first came out, I'm not sure this is what they envisioned, but I guess it doesn't matter. What do you think of the latest development?
I think things are getting out of hand. I think there has to be some kind of, rule set in place. Eventually it's going to be pro football without rules, which kind of is the way it's turning out right now. It's going to be pro athletics without rules. And that's a huge problem for everyone. So somehow, they've got to figure out a way to regulate all this. Let them have the NIL, obviously, but it has to be regulated. Right now it's not. So until they do that, things are going to continue to change, and it's going to be a problem for everyone.
I don't know if that's going to be the NCAA that's going to regulate that, because I'm not so sure the NCAA is long for the Power 2 conference alignment or whatever there's going to be left when all the chairs are taken.
Yeah, that's the problem right now. They don't have any power, so they can't regulate it. So I don't know where it goes, but somebody, some of these presidents of these large universities need to figure out a way to get this under control, or they're going to be in trouble. They really are.
Yeah. Scott Savel joining us, coming up on 3:40 on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. If you're Jamie Pollard looking to Ames right now, Scott, how comfortable are you? You're monitoring this, obviously, but what do you think would be the best move for Iowa State and the Big 12?
Well, it's a tough situation right now for them. They try to align themselves the best that they can, but they're not always in control. It's these other conferences that are trying to align with them. You know, they're trying to grab up all the big schools, and if you're not in that group, then that's a problem.
Friday Night Lights is not far off, Scott.
No,
I don't need to remind you. You have a wonderful program every Friday. I assume it's going to continue, and how much you're looking forward to it again?
It is, and there's nothing better than high school football. That's my. There's no NIL in high school football, by the way.
Not yet.
That's my absolute favorite, is high school sports and high school football in particular. There's nothing that brings a community together like high school football, and it's just so fun, you know, to go to these games and to see all the energy out there. I mean, it's just a blast. You know, I'm trying to get a few good stories in before that. Yesterday I was able to shoot a story. I shoot a lot of stories on my vacation because I'm allowed to do that, and I'm not tied down to the desk. So I always try to get, you know, like 5 or 6 stories done during the week of my vacation if I'm in town. Yesterday, you guys like this. It's a bowling story. You know, ooh. Harry Berkus?
Heard the name.
100 years old.
Yep, I've heard the name.
100 years old. He's been bowling for, he's from Cedar Rapids, been bowling for 90 years since he's 10 years old. Just last week, he turned 100. And he's in 4 bowling leagues during the fall and winter, and he's in a summer bowling league. So I went out to a summer bowling league yesterday, and this guy was unbelievable. He got so hot. At one point, he had 4 strikes in a row. He had, I think he had 3 or 4 spares during that same first game. And it was so amazing to watch. He'd get the strike, and then the reaction was just priceless. Because he doesn't move real well, but he just kind of jumps. And then he turns around, and he fist bumps everyone. And that story's coming up next week. But that's really what I enjoy about this business, to tell stories like that. And inspirational stories that give us all hope as we grow older.
I guess we didn't get Bowling Night in America trademarked then, did we, Scott?
You guys need to check him out. He's something else.
Is this gentleman available on Wednesday evenings?
Well, you needed him. What he did yesterday, you needed him. He was something special. And I think he had been struggling a little bit with his bowling. And wasn't real happy with how he was doing, but he lit it up for us yesterday.
Well, that makes even for
fun to watch.
That makes for a better story. Well, yeah. You know what? And we talked about it in the summer. You know, June and July in our business, as far as sports radio is concerned, we're not breaking news here that there isn't a ton to talk about. But you know, getting those stories like that, I mean, that's what you guys do. As far as television is concerned, because you have a little bit more time in the summer to feature things like that.
Yeah, that's what we shoot to do now in television, is to tell as many stories and as interesting stories as we can that people will be talking about at the water cooler the next day. I had a chance to spend some time with the McCaffrey boys and went down to their podcast. And that story is going to be coming up next week, a little 2-part series on that. And what a great family. Sometimes I think they're misrepresented, the McCaffreys. An incredible family. What they've done to give back, you know, to cancer research and everything that they've done, that family. Margaret McCaffrey had been working with a program where mothers who are struggling in the Iowa City area and they need someone to take, you know, their children for a short period of time. She took a little baby and had it at her house for a month.
Yep.
I mean, just the stories that they could tell of how they've helped that community. The same thing with the Ferentz family. Just, I mean, we're so blessed to have them in Eastern Iowa and what they've done to give back.
Scott, what's your best attended on Iowa show? Is it with Kirk Ferentz or is it something else?
Well, we've had some huge crowds with Kirk Ferentz. We have those shows outdoors. We've had live bands. The Murray family this year was gigantic. And I made a huge mistake, and I didn't save the boys' parking spots. they had to park like two blocks away and run in. So when we had the Bohannons on, I made sure that we had parking spots. But, you know, anytime we can have, you know, someone like the Murrays or Bohannon, the entire Bohannon family on, those are great shows. We can go back to even Lisa Bluter and some of those that we've had. Just special shows to get to find out more about them. And obviously the Murray family has just been a remarkable story here in Eastern Iowa. We've all known Kenyon for so long, and what he represents and how he raised his family is just really special.
Yeah, it is, and it's just another great chapter. I mean, people around the country, if you wrote a book with all the sports stories out of Cedar Rapids, you know, the Kurt Warner story, which is now a movie, and now you got, you know, Keegan Murray and could have Chris, you know, as early as next year. And looking back on what they had at Prairie and, you know, people saying, well, they're never going to play college basketball or whatnot. I mean, people, you can't sell this thing to Hollywood that many times, can you?
Oh, I thought about it a lot and why it keeps happening here. I think it's, a lot of it is that Iowa work ethic and just family. You know, it takes, you know, they say it takes a community to raise a family, and this place is so special. And I think that it just allows people to believe that they can do things, even though other people will tell them that they can't do it. You know, Zach Johnson, obviously, we know his story growing up and how he wasn't the best golfer on his high school team and not even close to Drake. But he just believed in himself. Same thing with Kurt, you know. He believed, you know, when he was bagging groceries that he was going to be in the NFL someday, even though a lot of people, and sometimes their own families, don't even believe it. Although in Kenyon's case, that was separate because Kenyon always believed that his sons were going to be this good. He really did, even at a young age when everyone was doubting them at 160 pounds at Prairie High School. And I listened to him and I thought, oh, that's great. You know, I wasn't believing it. You know, it took me a long time to believe it. But, boy, it's amazing what faith can do.
Football media days are right around the corner as well. I wanted to ask you about Iowa, Scott, and your impressions of what's coming back. Certainly they've got some good recruits. Some won't be on campus till next year, but this particular crop, what do you expect out of Iowa this year?
Love their defense.
Yeah.
Defense is going to be so good. Obviously, and I think that they have the best defensive coordinator in America. And his principles and how sound they are. Just look what he's done year after year. And this year he's got even more talent that he's had and more depth, I think, than he's had in the past, especially on that defensive line. They're going to be so good. And then you look at the linebacking core, they're really going to be special. And they have a lot of guys that are coming in. You talked a little, you know, like Xavier coming in. And well, he might not start right away, but they're going to find spots for him. If you go back to the spring game, the spring practice, he made a play at the goal line where he just somehow just exploded through the defensive line and hit the back almost when he got the football and knocked him backwards. That's what he can do. They'll find spots for him to be successful. They have so much talent on this defense. And, you know, Jack Campbell, to me, he's probably the best linebacker in the country. Why he gets a lot of recognition. I don't know why people don't come out and say he's the best linebacker in the country. This guy, sideline to sideline, 6'5", runs like a deer. If you watch him, I mean, he'll get knocked off his feet, and like a cat, 2 seconds later, he's making that tackle. He's really special, and they're going to be fun to watch. Offensively, obviously, they've got some work to do. I think they have the talent offensively. I love the two running backs. The Williams combo are really going to be good. And obviously the quarterback position is one that they need to solidify. So that's a huge, obviously for any team, that's huge. I think they have the chance to be good. Obviously they got a great tight end. LaPorte is a great tight end. I think they got a chance to be good on offense, but we'll just have to wait and see. It's one of those things where you just got to wait and see because they haven't proven it yet.
Can Iowa State bounce back this year? Pick middle of the pack. We'll get to that. As far as the Big 12 is concerned with the football writers. But lot of holes to fill. Brock Purdy, Breece Hall, to name a couple anyway. But much like Iowa, I think Matt Campbell does his best work when people aren't expecting a whole lot.
Brock Purdy seems like it'll be hard shoes to fill. Hunter Deckers is better. Hunter Deckers, Hunter Deckers is an NFL quarterback. I'll go back to the first time I saw him play in high school against Dyke New Hartford. It was like 50-something to 50-something, the game, just back and forth. And he was a little overweight then. He was really a large man. But he could still really run and just had a cannon. And you could just see right then, this guy's going to be good. I had no idea who he was when I showed up to the game. I was blown away. I mean, absolutely. I've been watching high school football for, 40 years. I was absolutely blown away by his talent. And it seemed like not a lot of people knew how good he really was. You wait and see. He's a special player. And if they can give him time to throw, he's got a few weapons there. He's going to be really good.
Scott, favorite James Caan movie?
favorite James Caan movie.
Well, our poll includes The Godfather, Brian's Song, Misery, Elf, or none of the above.
I'm going to have to go with Brian's Song.
Yeah,
I lived in Chicago during that time and happened to live across the street from a guy named Ralph Kurek. And Ralph is the one who replaced Piccolo in the starting lineup. So I actually saw that movie as a boy in his basement before it even came out in the movie theater.
Wow.
So I've been really attached to that movie. Had a chance to meet Gail, did a function down there in Iowa City at his car dealership way back when. And I told him that, and I was in with him. Full about Ralph. I was his man, and boy, he is a funny guy. I could tell you some things I'm not going to tell you now off camera sometime, or off the air sometime. I'll tell you, he's a funny, funny guy. And he's a lot like they portrayed him in the movie. He really is. So I got to go Brian's Song.
There you go. Can't go wrong with any of them, but we agree with you with that. Hey,
and
Scott.
James Caan story. Can I give you one?
Yeah, go ahead.
I used to cover a lot of boxing when I worked out in Nevada. And a couple of my friends were fighting each other, actually. Boom Boom Mancini and a guy named Greg Haugen. And James Caan was big friends with Boom Boom, who at the time was back in Hollywood. And showed up at his party, and Haugen had beat up Boom Boom so bad he took his cheekbone and actually put it down in his jaw, and they had to take him to surgery, so he never made it to his party. Mm. Anyways, James Caan was there, and we were hanging out with James Caan. He actually went to the same dentist I had in Reno, but he had gotten so intoxicated that night, they had to just carry him out. He was on both sides, his arms around people, and they were carrying him out, but... I'll never forget that. That was kind of fun.
A couple women on each side, too, probably.
Well, there were some big dudes, actually, because he was really drunk. I don't know if his legs were moving at all. They were dragging him.
Oh, man. Hey, Scott, thanks for taking time during the vacation. Look forward
Always
to
fun.
Talking with you again, and we'll see you soon.
You guys do a great job. I listen to the show whenever I can. I'm in the car. I'm always listening. So you do a tremendous job.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for everything you do, Scott.
All right.
Both you guys. Duker.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Scott Savold, sports director at TV9, joining us here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class.
I think the first mention of Ralph Kurek ever on the Gym Class.
There you go. You never know what you're going to get. Never know what you're going to get. All right, quick break, come back, wrap things up, and let you know our topic for tomorrow when we return after this on KGYM.
For a beautiful look that protects and stays clean, choose Dutch Boy paint from Menards. Now all 11% off. Get quality products with smart technology like mildew-resistant coating, stain shield, and dirt-resistant paint and primer in the award-winning Dutch Boy Twist and Pour containers. Get 11% off everything, including the full line of Dutch Boy paints, now at Menards. Good through July 10th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
3:54, back with you on the Gym Class, KGYM. 6230 says, you need to have Sable on more. We will. We'll do that. Write that down, Mark. We're going to have Scott Sable on more. Okay? Write that down.
Got her down.
Okay. Very good. From TV9 Sports. Todd and Alex coming your way next here on KGYM. Told you about the preseason Big 12 football poll that is just out. And interesting, to say the least. Interesting, to say the least. Oklahoma, Texas, not so fast, my friend. The Baylor Bears, your preseason pick in the Big 12 to go back-to-back. How about that?
Rising star of a coach?
As long as he stays there.
Mm-hmm.
As long as he stays there. So Baylor picked to finish first. Now Oklahoma is picked to finish second. Just ahead of Oklahoma State. They are back. Texas Longhorns, fourth.
No, they're not.
Back or fourth? Kansas State, fifth. Iowa State, sixth. TCU, seventh, with West Virginia, eighth. Texas Tech, a pretty darn good number nine team. And then you can guess Kansas is perennially at number 10. There were a total of 41 voters. Iowa State football got a number one vote. We do not know who supplied that number one vote. If it was a local.
Come on, fess up.
Or I don't know, but Iowa State did get one vote. I thought Iowa State would be seventh, to be honest with you. I thought TCU is very underrated at seven. I will take, you know, you give me a bet on where TCU is going to finish in the Big 12 with everybody they have coming back. New coaching staff, though, but with the Iowa quarterback coming back with Duggan in there, I think TCU is going to be a lot better than seventh in the Big Ten.
I want to know who cast that first-place vote for Iowa State. Much like a baseball Hall of Famer who's not unanimous, I want to know who didn't vote for whomever.
We have a very timely discussion topic for Friday. With all the realignment going on right now, we are going to ask you, and who knows how, I mean, this is ahead of Gary Barta meeting with the media tomorrow to talk, I'm sure, Iowa State. But that has to do with our topic for tomorrow. What college rivalries would you like to see come back that are by the wayside? And maybe ones that are going to be going away soon with the new conference realignment that you would like to see come back. So that will be our topic for tomorrow. And I'm sure we'll have some sort of realignment talk to begin for the first part of the show tomorrow.
Yeah, you watch. Be all kinds of breaking news, and we'll get blown out of the water with our with our topic.
If it is, it is.
Yep.
And we can always tuck it away in the freezer for another day. Thanks to Scott Sable for joining us, and stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next on KGYM. If you missed anything, podcast will be available at KGYMradio.com under the Gym Class, or you can go to Apple or Spotify. And have a very good evening, Mark.
I will. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
Now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials, which is why